Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Ram Goldar and today we're Zechus Ksubas Daf Gimel, the first parak Besul Nises. This Masechta has been generously sponsored as a Schus v'Hachzakas HaTorah. I just want to mention that pop quizzes are back from Masechta Ksubas. You can find them at the end of this year. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, we learned that the Rabban decreed Ein Onus Begitin, that the fact that a husband was an onus and was not able to return in time does not make the get invalid. This was so Snuos should not fear of remarrying, and so that Prutso should not enter into a wrongful marriage. The Gemara here asks, Umi'i k'midi midaraisu wahavi get, umishum tznuos umishum prutzos, sharin eishes isha alma? Is there such a thing where midaraisa is not a valid get, and yet, out of concern for tznuos or prutzos, we permit a married woman to the world at large that she can marry someone else? Rashi explains that we learn that the Torah does not hold an onus responsible for his actions from the pasuk regarding a nar marasa, a betrothed maiden who was raped. The pasuk states, "Lanara lo ta'ase davar," but to the maiden you shall do nothing, and the maiden has committed no sin. The Gemara answers that the decree permits her to marry because kol mekadesh adaita rabbanu mekadesh vafkinu rabbanu kedushim minei. Whoever's mekadesh does so according to the will of the rabbis, and in this case, the rabbis uprooted his kedushim. Rav Ashi explained to Ravina that this is so even with a kedushin through bia, for the rabban render his bia a bia l'znus, a promiscuous bia. Point number two, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak said, Lo shanu al metakanas Ezra ve'elach. This ruling regarding marrying a basul on Wednesday was taught only from Ezra's tekana and onward. But before then, when Bate Dinim would sit every day, Isha nises b'chol yom, a woman could get married any day. And the Gemara asks, what point is there to say what the halacha was before the tekana? It answers that what Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak meant was that if presently there are Bate Dinim in certain places that sit in judgment every day, like they did before the tekana, then a woman could get married any day. When the Gemara questions how this could be permitted, since the Rabban still required shaktu, that preparations for the wedding should be at least 3 weekdays, it answers that this is referring to a case, the Tarchle, where he busied himself with preparations before Shabbos. And point number three, the Gemara brings a braisa that relates, Umezakana ve'elach nagu am lichnos b'shlishi, b'lmichum yadam chachamim, and from the time of Sakana and onward, when it became dangerous to marry on a Wednesday and the people began to marry on Tuesday, the chachamim did not protest. Even then, one should not marry on Monday. Rashi explains that whereas permitting the wedding on Tuesday provides the chassan at least 2 days to prepare, marrying on a Monday would only give him 1 day to do so. But if there is some onus, then even marrying on Monday would be permitted. When the Gemara suggests that if there is a mortal danger, they should completely abolish the tekana, Rabba said that the decree was that the government said that a basua that married on a Wednesday, tibala hegmon tchila, should have relations with the governor first. Since it was not a mortal danger, the Rabban did not abolish their tekana. When the Gemara questions what mortal danger is there, it's only a rape, it answers that the tznuos would give up their lives instead of letting themselves be raped. The Gemara asks that we can just teach them that they'll still be mutter to their husbands, and answers that there's still a problem of prutzos, who will have relations willingly, and thereby become forbidden to their husbands, and the wives of Kohanim, who are not permitted to go back to their husbands. The Gemara concludes that the reason they did not abolish Wednesday weddings is that a government decree will eventually be revoked, and therefore, we do not abolish the tekana of the Rabbanan in the face of a decree. So once again, the 3 points are number one, we learned that the Rabbanan decreed Ein Onus Begitin, that the fact that a husband was an onus and was not able to return in time does not make the get invalid. This was so Snuos should not fear of remarrying, and so that Prutso should not enter into a wrongful marriage. The Gemara here asks, Umi'i k'midi midaraisu wahavi get, umishum tznuos umishum prutzos, sharin eishes isha alma? Is there such a thing where midaraisa is not a valid get, and yet, out of concern for tznuos or prutzos, we permit a married woman to the world at large that she can marry someone else? Rashi explains that we learn that the Torah does not hold an onus responsible for his actions from the pasuk regarding a nar marasa, a betrothed maiden who was raped. The pasuk states, "Lanara lo ta'ase davar," but to the maiden you shall do nothing, and the maiden has committed no sin. The Gemara answers that the decree permits her to marry because kol mekadesh adaita rabbanu mekadesh vafkinu rabbanu kedushim minei. Whoever's mekadesh does so according to the will of the rabbis, and in this case, the rabbis uprooted his kedushim. Rav Ashi explained to Ravina that this is so even with a kedushin through bia, for the Rabban render his bia a bia l'znus, a promiscuous bia. Point number two, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak said, Lo shanu al metakanas Ezra ve'elach. This ruling regarding marrying a basul on Wednesday was taught only from Ezra's tekana and onward. But before then, when Bate Dinim would sit every day, Isha nises b'chol yom, a woman could get married any day. And the Gemara asks, what point is there to say what the halacha was before the tekana? It answers that what Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak meant was that if presently there are Bate Dinim in certain places that sit in judgment every day, like they did before the tekana, then a woman could get married any day. When the Gemara questions how this could be permitted, since the Rabbanan still required shaktu, that preparations for the wedding should be at least 3 weekdays, it answers that this is referring to a case to Tarchle, where he busied himself with preparations before Shabbos. And point number 3, the Gemara brings up Raisa that relates, Umezakanava Elach Nagu Am Lichnos Beshlishi, Bomichum Yadam Chochomim, and from the time of Sakana and onward, when it became dangerous to marry on a Wednesday and the people began to marry on Tuesday, the Chachamim did not protest. Even then, one should not marry on Monday. Rashi explains that whereas permitting the wedding on Tuesday provides the chassan at least 2 days to prepare, marrying on a Monday would only give him 1 day to do so. But if there is some onus, then even marrying on Monday would be permitted. When the Gemara suggests that if there is a mortal danger, they should completely abolish the takana, Rabbah said that the decree was that the government said that a besuah that married on a Wednesday, tibala hegmon tchila, should have relations with the governor first. Since it was not a mortal danger, the Rabban did not abolish their takana. When the Gemara questions what mortal danger is there, it's only a rape, it answers that the tznuos would give up their lives instead of letting themselves be raped. The Gemara asks that we can just teach them that they'll still be mutter to their husbands, and answers that there's still a problem of prudzos, who will have relations willingly and thereby become forbidden to their husbands, and the wives of Kohanim, who are not permitted to go back to their husbands. The Gemara concludes that the reason they did not abolish Wednesday weddings is that a government decree will eventually be revoked, and therefore, we do not abolish the takana of the Rabbanan in the face of a decree. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Gimel, and a standard siman is a gamal, a camel. A camel, so here goes. The three judges who ruled that the get of the man who returned late because of a slow-walking camel was valid because he was Makadish on the Dasa the Rabbanan decide to start judging daily so that marriages may take place every night. After they learned that the Rabbanan refused to abolish their Wednesday Takana because the government would eventually revoke the evil Hegmon decree. Once again, in slow motion. The three judges who ruled that the get of the man who returned late because of a slow-walking camel, Gamal, that must be more in Daf Gimel. The three judges who ruled that the get of the man who returned late because of a slow-walking camel was valid because he was Makadish on the Daza the Rabbanan, which reminds us, we learned that the Rabbanan decreed Ein Onus Begitten, that the fact that a husband was an onus and was not able to return in time does not make the get invalid. When the Gemara here asks, is there such a thing where Midiraisa, it is not a valid get, and yet out of concern for its nuos or prutzos, we permit a married woman to the world at large that she can marry someone else? It answers that the decree permits her to marry because called the Makadish adai to the Rabbanan Makadish, Vafkinu Rabbanan Kedusha Mineh. Whoever is Makadish does so according to the will of the rabbis, and in this case, the rabbis uprooted his Kedushin. So the three judges who ruled that the get of the man who returned late because of a slow-walking camel was valid, because he was Makadish on the Dasa the Rabbanan, decide to start judging daily, so that marriages may take place every night. Which reminds us of Shmuel bar Yitzchak taught that if presently there are Batei Dinim in certain places that sit in judgment every day, like they did before Ezra's Takana, then women could get married any day. When the Gemara questions how this could be permitted, since the Rabbanan still required Shaktu, that preparations for the wedding should be at least 3 weekdays, it answers that this was referring to a case, the Tarachle, where he busied himself with preparations before Shabbos. So the three judges who ruled that the get of the man who returned late because of a slow-walking camel was valid, because he was Makadish on the Dasa the Rabbanan, decide to start judging daily so that marriages may take place every night. After they learned that the Rabbanan refused to abolish their Wednesday Takana because the government would eventually revoke the evil Hegmon decree, which reminds us, the Gemara concludes that the reason they did not abolish Wednesday chasnas, despite the decree that the Hegmon should have relations with the Basula first, is that a government decree will eventually be revoked, and therefore, we do not abolish a Takana de Rabbanan in the face of a decree. So once again, the three judges who ruled that the get of the man who returned late because of a slow-walking camel was valid, because he was Makadish on the Dasa the Rabbanan, decide to start judging daily so that marriages may take place every night. After they learned that the Rabbanan refused to abolish their Wednesday Takana because the government would eventually revoke the evil Hegmon decree. All right, now it's time for a four blah bah chazara. Daf Kuf Chaf. So the simmer Daf Kuf Chaf is a cook. So here goes. The cook. That must be on Daf Kuf Chaf. The cook at the Wild Safari restaurant, who identified the corpse as one of the waiters based on his face, forehead, and nose, which reminds us, it was taught in a brice of witnesses only see a corpse's forehead without the form of a face, or only the form of the face without the forehead, they may not testify ad shushneim mimachotim until both are seen together with the nose. So the cook at the Wild Safari restaurant, who identified the corpse as one of the waiters based on his face, forehead, and nose, discovered he had the same birthday and same mole as the victim, which reminds us, Rabbi rejected the bias interpretation of Machlokas and said that everyone agrees that simanim are valid midaraisa, but here in the case of the mole, they disagree b'shuma mitzuya b'mengila with a mole, which is commonly found in the same part of the body as one's ben gilo, which Rashi explains as someone born at the same hour and therefore has the same mazel. The Rabbanan hold that a mole is commonly found on a ben gila and therefore is not a valid simon to identify the corpse. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Mahavai holds a mole is not commonly found. The Gemara brings alternative versions of Rava's explanation. So the cook at the Wild Safari restaurant, who identified the corpse as one of the waiters based on his face, forehead, and nose, discovered he had the same birthday and same mole as the victim, who had been tragically attacked in his vital organs by a wild beast. Which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, "Ein me'iden ela ad she'tetzei nafsho." They may not testify that a man is dead until they see that his soul has departed, even though they saw him suffering from being hacked, or hanging from a gallows, or devoured by a wild beast. Reviewed a set of name of Shmur regarding the wild beast, they taught this only when the animal is seen eating from an area in the body from which the soul does not depart, referring to non-vital organs or limbs. But from a place where the soul departs, meaning the vital organs, such as the brain, heart, or intestines, they may testify. Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. So the simmer Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph is a cocoa bean farmer. So here goes. When Pedro the cocoa bean farmer, that must mean we're on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. When Pedro the cocoa bean farmer fell into the pool of cave water, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nafla Maim, if a man fell into water and was not seen to come up, Ben Sheish Lehensov, Ben She'en Lehensov, Ishto Asura, whether the water has an end or the water has no end, his wife is forbidden to marry, for he still may be alive. Abai defines water that has an end as Kosha Omed Veroa Ma'arba Ruchosea, any body of water small enough that one stands in one place and can see its four sides. Rashi gives the example of one who sees someone fall into a pool of water in a cave where he can see all its banks. So when Pedro, the cocoa bean farmer, fell into the pool of cave water, he grabbed onto a daf and bowed his head whenever a wave came. Which reminds me when Gamliel related what Rabbi Kiva said to him in explaining how he was saved from a sinking ship. Rabbi Gamliel said, he said to me, Daf shel sfinin nizdamen li. There was a daf, a board from the ship that came before me, and I grabbed onto it. And before every wave that came upon me, I bowed my head and it passed over me. The Brisa continues that if Roshim come upon a person, let him bow his head before them and the danger will pass. Or she explains that he should restrain himself and not antagonize them. So, when Pedro the cocoa bean farmer fell into the pool of cave water, he grabbed onto a daf and bowed his head whenever a wave came. While watching off in the distance, the young girl being pulled out of the water by an elderly man with a ram. Which reminds us, Gemara relates the story of Rabbi China Mendoza davening for the daughter of Nechunya Chofer Shichin, Nechunya the ditch digger, who fell into a cistern, and after davening for her, she emerged. They said to Rabbi China Mendoza that he was a Navi, to which he responded that he was not. Rather, he reasoned, Davrsha, Tzadik Mesasik Bo, Yechashabo Zaro, is it possible that something a Tzadik occupies himself with the Tzibur, his child should stumble upon it? The Gemara addresses, how then did Nechunya's son die of thirst? Daf Kuf Chav Beis. So the similar Daf Kuf Chav Beis is corn on the cob. So here goes. After a bus call in the mountain was heard that said, Kivi, the corn on the cob salesman, is dead. Corn on the cob? That must move on Daf Kuf Chav Beis. After a bus call in the mountain was heard that said, Kivi, the corn on the cob salesman, is dead. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states regarding testifying to a man's death to permit his wife to remarry, Masin Alpi Baskol. We permit a woman to remarry based on a baskol, without the person making the statement being seen. There was an incident where someone stood on top of a mountaintop and proclaimed, Ish pony bin pony mamakum pony mace. Pony bin pony from such and such a place died. They went up and found no one there, yet the Rabbanim permitted the wife to remarry. When the Gemara asked why she was permitted to remarry when perhaps the voice was that of a shade, a demon, it concludes that they saw the shadow of the shadow. And Rabbi Chanina related that Jonas in the shade said that demons do not have shadows of shadows. So after a bus call on the mountain was heard that said, Kivi, the corn on the cob salesman, is dead, the witnesses who met up with a woman innkeeper who said she had buried him, and here was his butter's knife and dental floss, which reminds us, the next mission teaches that Rabbi Kiva originally held that we do not permit a woman to remarry based on the testimony of a woman, slave, or shivcha. The final mission of the Masech that brings the challenge was brought to Rabbi Kiva based on the incident where the woman innkeeper was believed that a guest from a group of Levim had died since she brought the Levi's staff, pouch, and sefer Torah that he had. The Gemara clarifies that the Pundakis was an idolater, Masicha Lefituma, and she was speaking offhandedly, and that's why she was believed. When the Gemara challenges this, since they had asked her where her friend was, it answers that as soon as she saw him, she started to cry, which is what prompted them to ask where he was. So after a bus call on the mountain was heard that said, Kivi, the corn on the cob salesman, is dead. The witnesses who met up with the woman innkeeper who said she had buried him, and here was his butter knife and dental floss, were not cross-examined with drishas and chakiras because his wife was collecting her ksuba. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, ain't bodkin eating nashim bedrisha v'chakir. We do not check witnesses who testify for women that their husbands died with cross-examination and questioning, according to Rabbi Kiva. But Rabbi Tarfon says, bodkin, we do check them, even though Dvar Torah echo dinim mamonos ve'echo dinim nefashos, bedrisha v'chakira. Under Torah law, both monetary and capital cases get Drisha v'Chakira, for the Pasuk states, Mishpat Echon Yelechem, there should be one law for you. The reason the Rabban said the witnesses for monetary cases do not get checked is Shotino Delis Bifnei Lovin, so you'll not close the door in the face of borrowers. Rekiva holds that since in the case of testifying that a woman's husband died, there's a collection of the ksuba, it's like a monetary case. Whereas the Ritavan holds that since we're permitting the woman to marry someone else, it's similar to Din Nefashos. And Rashi explains that it's because a man who has relations with a married woman gets chenek, strangulation. Daf Beis, so the simon for Daf Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. This special Wednesday night chasna house, that must mean we're on Daf Beis, bias. The special Wednesday night chasna house, specializing in basula marriages, located right next to a beis din, which reminds us, the opening mission of the Masechta states, basula nisas yom revi'i, ulamana yom chamishi, a basula is married on Wednesday, and an almana is married on Thursday. It then explains why a basula is married on a Wednesday. Shepamayim b'shabbos batidin yoshim b'arayos v'yom hasheni v'yom chamishi. But twice a week, batidinim are in session on Mondays and Thursdays, shima yolotanis basumi and mashkim basin, so that if he should have a claim regarding her status as a basula, he would arise early in the morning to go to basin. Rashi explains that this is a takana that the Rabbanan enacted so that he should get the basin while he's still angry. So, this special Wednesday night chasna house, specializing in basula marriages, located right next to a beis din, let chasanim come and prepare the suda 3 days in advance, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, why did the Rabbanan say that a basula is married on Wednesday and not on Sunday as well, when the husband could also go early to basin on Monday? Shaktu chachamim al takanas bonos Yisrael, shiotoreach basuda shloshi yamim. The chachamim were hardworking and seeing to the well-being of Jewish women that the future husband busy himself preparing for the suda for 3 consecutive days, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then marry her on Wednesday. So, this special Wednesday night chasna house, specializing in basula marriages, located right next to a beis din, let chasanim come and prepare the suda 3 days in advance, and reminded them while onsin can get in the way of a wedding date that ain onus begitin, which reminds us. Rav Yosef inferred that if a chasan recall became ill, or she began to menstruate, and the wedding had to be postponed due to circumstances beyond the chasan's control, then he would not need to provide her with food. Rava said, linyan gitin ain okan. Regarding gitin, this is not so. Rush explains that if one gave his wife a get on condition that it would only be a get if he failed to arrive at home by a certain date, and then he failed to do so due to circumstances beyond his control, the get is valid and he cannot say he was an onus. The Gemara says that apparently Rava holds that ain onus begitin, and seeks to know where he derived this. All right, so now it's time for our 10-question pop quiz, but in this case, we have 6 questions for Ksuba. So here we go. Question number 1. Which of the one that a basul gets married in Yom Revi out of concern for a tainus basulim? That's on Daf Beis. Good. Number 2. Which of the one that's not a problem for the Rabban to validate a get because called the Mekadosh a die to the Rabban Mekadosh? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which of the one shaktu chachamim benos Yisrael and required the chasna prepare for the chasna 3 days in advance? That's on Daf Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf did we learn that they did not abolish the Wednesday chasna takana because the government decree of the hegemon would eventually be revoked? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which daf did we learn that marriages can take place every night in cities where based and convenes daily? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. And number 6, which of the one the Rava holds ain onus begitin based on the sfor related to snuos and prutzos? That's on Daf Beis. Excellent. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.